Well, the first thing I would like to do is to apologize for not being able to get through to the people on the home front in the morning service. Over here, it's very early in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock. I don't know just exactly what time it is. But we had the problem as to I had to minister for the Brother William Branham followers here at the same time that I was to minister to the people of the state. And I was trying to minister for them, and then when I finished, I was going to contact the people in the state, and I couldn't get anything coordinated as to being able to minister to the people in the state and also minister for these following. And they would have been so greatly disappointed had I not ministered for them. So the Lord dealt with me to go ahead and try to minister to both. In doing this, when I ministered to those that was with Brother Branham or in Brother Branham's services, they wouldn't hardly let us go. They were so very hungry until they kept us for quite a long time. That plus the fact that it's very difficult to be able to get through from India, then it took us so long that we was not able to be able to do what we really felt to do. There was purpose in our heart that we would try to reach the people over the evening service. And I trust that today that we're coming through all right as we try to speak to you from here in India. God has been very good to us, and the people here in India are very enthused over our ministry. They're wanting us to hold a crusade here. That they're already planning it and asking if there's any way that we can come back and hold the crusade. They have also asked us to hold the crusade over in Kenya, Nairobi. They're planning the crusade there. They're expecting us to return and hold the crusade in Kenya. We've had a wonderful time over in Ghana, over in Nigeria, and in Kenya. They said there's about 23 million people in the areas of Kenya. And I don't know how many there is in the areas of Nigeria. And maybe there's about 13 million over in Ghana. But at any rate, God has been very good to us. He's helped us. He stood with us. It's been quite an experience ministering to the people over in Africa, communicating with them. Of course, it's been a real thrill to be back in India and receive the warm reception that we've received here. Brother Santa Maria and Sister Brenda have been very gracious, kind to us, and they're real enthused over the fact that the people there in the United States are concerned about the Indian people. If you could be here with us on the trip and see the need of these countries, it would just break your heart. People in Africa are so many. The multitudes are, as Jesus said, they're like sheep without a shepherd. And there's millions of them just pleading for a crumb. It makes you stop and think when you realize that in America that there is so much of the gospel and so many people that are so careless as to being concerned about the things of God and the kingdom of God. And when you are made to realize that many of the people in the United States are unconcerned altogether, and yet you see these people just millions of them just pleading for just a little bit of what we have there in the United States. It's real crushing. But there's one thing about it. We have to realize that God is charging these people to us. And their minds are being programmed with something. They're developing fast. The multitudes are developing fast toward whatever is being presented to them. Whatever is given to them, it is programming their mind. They are developing into whatever they're being fed. And I can tell that it won't be very long before they will be fully programmed as to whatever is being given to them by those that are going in and out of Africa, or by their own self-achievement as to the progress that they're making among themselves. What a wonderful time going out to the safari. I'd never had the privilege of going out into the open areas of the jungle and being out there among the animals the way that we had there in Africa. Being in Africa and going out among the animals, it was an exciting thing. The top of the vehicle lifted and we were able to stand up and look right out the sides of the top where it breaks. And some of them were able to take them. But I left to spend more time there because they had a number of places that had many miles of just traveling through the safari and being able to see the animals. Thank you, people, a lot of times while we're traveling. I pray for you because I know that the need on the home front is great. To the extent that is where we're trying to develop the minds as to the thirst for world evangelism and trying to develop the people's minds to the extent that they may have a feeling and a concern about the people throughout the world. It's been an exciting thing in many ways to see how different people live. Though we've been to some of these places before, if there has been many places that we've gone into, and the way that people live is so different one from another, until it has been quite an exciting thing. As we continue on through the world and into the different places, trying to win souls in every place that we go into. One of the great disappointments is that we do not have very much literature. That is, we're fortunate to have some of most all languages, but it doesn't go very far. There's so many people, so very many people, that what literature we have, we just cannot make it go very far. And it makes me feel the need so great on the home front. And sometimes I say to Brother Jerry or others that I wish that some of my fellow workers and laborers at Little Bethlehem was with us to where they could see the need. Your enthusiasm toward God would be kindled in such a way until your vision would last until Jesus comes. So I wish there was some way that we could double up on the home front and get the literature into these people's hands. It is so needful. What you're doing on the home front, you cannot begin to realize the need and the failure of your labor. Our evaluation is very improper in the United States in that we're not able to look out and see the multitudes that are just starving for concern and for the gospel. Here in India, there is a great open door. We have people that did not respond the last time that we was here. There was people now with open hearts toward the gospel, and they're responding greatly. As a matter of fact, one came to me just as soon as we'd come into India. He met us over at the airport. He and the minister here, that is follower, Brother Branham, and also Santa Maria and Sister Brenda, they met us at the airport, and one of them confessed that when we were here last time, just that I could understand as to what he was saying, he was confessing that he had been hostile and they had not related to this, but now his understanding was altogether different. And they were so grateful to be able to fellowship with them that we were back in India. So we had a wonderful time. They received us so well in the services yesterday, and they're pleading for us to continue to fellowship them and to tell them about the wonderful message of Christ, the wonderful revelation of the deepness of the mysteries of Christ. They are coming today. The pastor's coming, and numbers of them are coming. They're wanting us to tell them more about the things that we spoke of yesterday. We spoke to them concerning some things on the rent veil and of the conquering of death and how that they that are born of God cannot sin. And these things thrill their hearts so mightily until they didn't want us to quit. Young men and women that are eager to enter into life for Christ, and very intelligent people, people that are alert, and even those that are very prosperous, comparatively speaking, as to what advantage there is in India. So it's wonderful to be able to speak to these people. The minister is so greatly enthused over the message. I trust that you people back on the home front are praying for us, and that even today, that you'll remember us. The minister is coming early. He might be able to communicate with us more about the things of God. Brother Santa Maria, he is also coming over. He's staying off of his job. Brother Santa Maria has been very prosperous in his wife, and they are really enthused concerning the things of God. I hope that everybody is faring well. Pray continually for you and your loved ones. And we're continually asking God to bless you. We're very much concerned about you. I trust that all is well with you. I understand that some of the brethren are to meet us in Singapore. Perhaps some of them are to meet us in Malaysia, the Philippines, and maybe going into Korea. This, of course, would be a great advantage to us. Wherever a brother has met us or can meet us, this is a great advantage. I know that in a lot of cases that those that are doing things, they are still, I saw them are still personally ambitious. And this, of course, alters the thing that they could do as pertaining to this revelation. But even if they aren't personally ambitious, their incentive toward Christ and the accomplishment as to whatever it might be in their testimony and in their zeal for God is still beneficial. I trust that more and more will find loyalty in the people on the home front, and that we'll find a greater enthusiasm as to concern about world evangelism. This is our prayer. We're praying with a regularity that God will help us to be strengthened in a greater way in our world outreach, and that our people there will stand with us in a greater way. I'm trusting that all of us uniting together as to what future there might be left for us, that will take that and that will do something for God in a greater way. Anything that can be contributed toward the success of world evangelism and reaching souls is going to be so beneficial in the day of judgment. There's many things that you can do in your lifetime that may seem to be profitable, and it may seem to be of some value to you as to your natural securities in life, but there's absolutely nothing that is as rewarding as doing something for God and giving your life to Christ. I'm made to think a lot of times of what the Lord spoke of as giving our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service. So whatever you might do as to your zeal for your natural status of living, it's going to seem very small compared to the reward of those that give their time to God. They that can take their time away from the natural things of life and the natural endeavors of life to give more time to God on the home front or abroad, they're going to be so thankful in the day of judgment. And it is going to be so very sad for those that have become acquainted with this ministry and acquainted with the Word of God and have come to know about the need throughout the world for lost souls. It's going to be very sad in the day of the judgment when they have to stand before God and it suddenly dawns on them that they have been foolish and through their negligence that they have not vested Christ in the need of human welfare. So I think a lot of times while I'm out here, I think about the people on the home front. I think about the people in the United States that have such advantage. I think about myself. That's the advantage that I have in trying to do something for the multitude. As I told a missionary a few days ago, I said, these people are hungry. It is like a ripened harvest, just ready for someone to gather the fruit. And I was telling him that it's going to be very sad if we fail to reach these people for God, and these people are lost. The multitudes around the world, they're lost. That is many of them. And we stand before God as one that's indebted to the extent that we did not reach them with the gospel. It's going to be so sad, so very sad, as we stand there and realize our loss. Whereas we're told in the scriptures to ask God for the heathen, he said, and I will give them to you for an inheritance. And the Bible speaks of him that winneth souls. The Bible said he is wise, and that he will outshine the brightness of the noonday at the coming of the Lord or at the resurrection. So then I've asked God many times to give to me the heathens for mine inheritance, and to realize that these are living jewels that will be in my crown of life during the time of my living throughout eternity. These will be jewels that will sparkle very brightly throughout eternity in my crown of living as I behold them from day to day, as we would use the terms in this world, and know that these souls that would have gone into the lake of fire, that I've been able to save these for God. The Bible speaks of hating the garment that is spotted with iniquity or sin, pulling them out of the fire. And inasmuch as God tells us that these are jewels, that they will be ours throughout eternity, I want to do all I can to be able to reach them. I would love to be able to stay a month in every place that we're passing through. Sometimes there's quite an inconvenience in these places, and it can be very discouraging, and that you run into a lot of problem in traveling. People in many places are like herds of animals, and when you are traveling, going through immigration, customs, and the different things that you are subjected to, it makes it so difficult. It could be very discouraging, but the reward is so great. It reminds you of what Jesus said, and that the Bible speaks of him enduring the cross, despising the shame thereof, but for the joys that was set before him as to his crown and as to his reward from the Heavenly Father. So he endured the cross. And you're willing to endure just to be able to reach the people. I want to say that I trust that God will bless you in a great, mighty way, and that you're standing with us on the home front and being concerned about us. Brother Taylor, some of the others, Brother David, Paul, Brother Ron, different ones that contact Sister Linda. They tell us that many of you are very enthusiastic toward our endeavors out here in the field. And they tell us that you're trying very hard. Many of you are trying very hard. And this really warms and encourages our heart, really encourages us. So I'm asking God to bless you, and I want you to know that you have my blessings. You have my blessings, and we're not forgetful of you. And you have my blessings from day to day, and you have my prayers from time to time for you, for your children, your loved ones, and to those that are sick on the home front from time to time, they tell us, and we pray for people. So then I want you to know that we are praying for you, that we love you, that we haven't forgotten you, and we're so thankful that you haven't forgotten us out here. The Lord has graciously met all of our needs, physically, spiritually, financially, in any way. He has met our needs, any way that we have needs. And he doesn't forget us, and any problems that we have out here when we're confronted with problems, he's always right there beside us to help us. Well, I know that we're going to have to close, but as always, it's such a wonderful pleasure to be able to fellowship with you in the sanctuary by speaking to you and feeling the oneness of the congregation. I want you to pray especially that while we are here in India, that God will do a great thing for us in helping us to win souls and indoctrinate the people as to the coming of the Lord. We leave here in a few days and go into Singapore. The people of India, along with Brother Santa Maria and Sister Brenda, they're really pressing on us to stay here. They don't want us to go. Already they're pressing that we extend our stay somehow. I don't know what we can do. It appears that we're going to have to leave in a few days and go right on to Singapore. And we're expecting to meet some people there that are enthused concerning the Word of God, over the Word of God, and are concerned about Brother Branham, and some people in Singapore that the Indian people here are speaking of, that they want us to try to see while we're in Singapore. So you pray for us. May God bless you. And until we get to minister to you the following weekend, we're going to ask you to be praying for us, helping us stay on the home front. I ask you to help us stay on the home front, to watch after my spiritual babies, as Jesus said, feed my lambs. I trust that you'll also speak to my natural children and to try to increase their desire for the things of God. Gracie being out here with us has greatly been stirred concerning what she has seen. It has really affected her. So may God bless all of you. Continue to pray for us. We're continuing to pray for you here. Ask God for our safety and to open the doors of world evangelism here on the frontier, that we might be able to come back with a good report, and that we might have new places and new avenues to where they're on the home front when we return. May God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.